Ko moia wa Tamanui Frantantine, this is your Wātea English News. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta has spelled out the incoming government and the international community what they should do with regard to the Palestine-Israel conflict. Cautious in her views while holding the foreign affairs portfolio, Nanaia Mahuta has spoken in favour of a two-state solution to get lasting peace, something Israel has opposed and the international community has been split. She says while there has been an agreement for a four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, we have to be hopeful that discussions are taking place around a longer ceasefire, but also the global community are drawing attention to the fact that this is nothing short of collective punishment on the Palestinian people who don't have the ability to defend themselves.
I'm no longer the acting Minister for Foreign Affairs, but in my mind, it's a long, hard road to an accelerated peace process where you get a two-state solution, but it's a necessary road. And if those who have influence on Israel, like the US and the UK, and those of the Middle East who have influence on Hamas, to be able to stop this war altogether, that is the course of diplomatic action, and we should join, New Zealand should join its voice to ensuring that there's de-escalation, a permanent ceasefire, and an accelerated peace process where, you have a two-state solution that is real.
Nanaia Mahuta. Otago University Law Professor Jacinta Ruru recognised for her deep knowledge and understanding of the Treaty of Waitangi and the way traditional Māori laws and values are part of the New Zealand legal system, has accused ACT and New Zealand First of being incredibly disrespectful and damaging to the nation and the way they have approached treaty reform. Her criticism comes in response to ACT's policy to hold a referendum on the treaty, with leader David Seymour saying treaty's principles, which outline Māori rights, should be written to reflect that we are one people.
The proposition of ACT, and maybe New Zealand First, is coming at it in a very attacking way, in a very negative way, and in a way that is incredibly disrespectful and damaging to our nation. And so I worry deeply about that. I don't think a referendum would be a good thing for us as a country, seeing exactly what has happened in Australia.
Professor Ruru says instead we should have a conversation about how we can bring more New Zealanders into feeling comfortable and thinking about a Māori world. And lastly, an international authority on domestic violence and family court processes, Auckland University Associate Law Professor Kerry Leonidis, says lawyers in New Zealand don't have information available to them in the way lawyers in every other country in the world do. She says here what are called bench books, which contain information used for training judges and upon which they make decisions, are kept secret. While she hasn't been allowed to see the bench books used in New Zealand's family courts, it has been confirmed that they contain a huge section on what's called resist and refuse, which has been discredited by every health organization in the world.
There's secret information that are going to the judges, that are informing the judges' decision-making without the parties knowing what's being said and having an opportunity to respond to it. So yes, it's entirely possible that the bench books contain information that are inconsistent with Te Tiriti, and then you could have Māori participants in the family court who don't even know that. So they don't even know, I need to bring in an expert on tikanga, right, to educate the court, because what they're getting through their training materials isn't appropriate.
Kerry Leonetti, and that's your Wātea English News.